Thanks for tuning in to the Campaigns of the Plains channel. Catch new material every Friday on YouTube and make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Now, on with the show.
And welcome to episode 37 of Campaigns of the Plains, D&D, season 2. Guys, if you want to keep seeing these beautiful faces, you need to make sure to check us out Fridays on YouTube, and make sure to give that thumbs up, make sure to hit that bell thing, the cowbell, subscribe to that thing.
I thought you were doing like a William Shatner thing at first, because you paused at a really weird spot, and then you like heightened your pitch right after.
You need to hit that cowbell.
Make sure. Were going, like walking there. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
We'll stop that. But yeah, anyway, new episodes every Friday, YouTube. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to turn on notifications so you guys know when new episodes come out or new fun things. Who knows? We also have social medias down in this general area. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and maybe there's a TikTok floating around out there for you youngins.
Just also TikTok dances.
Yeah. No flossing here.
That's so old. People don't floss anymore.
They do. You should. It's good for your teeth. Anyway.
We can all do the wiggle good. Wiggle dance.
What's that?
Money don't jiggle jiggle. Yeah.
Is there a dance now?
There is a dance.
Anyway, Travis, where else can they find us?
Well, they can catch us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any of those weird podcast platforms out there. Every Wednesday, we're dropping the episode from the week prior. Make sure to check us out there. If you prefer to listen that to us that way, catch us on your commute or while you're working out. Appreciate you subscribing, following us on those platforms as well, because it helps us reach out to new listeners. The more of our current listeners are showing us that love.
Absolutely. So, what did we do last episode, Alicia?
I don't know. I called my notes Slapping the Laundry, which I think is the name of the episode. And well, we slapped it real good. Anyway, my notes. I can read them. That's crazy.
For yourself.
So Becky, like, opened up some drawers to look for keys the contents fall on the floor, and then Ellie pilfered through everything because why not? And I found some pretty hairpins that Becky is going to make sure that they're not cursed before we wear them. Ellie definitely didn't already put one in her hair. Definitely not. And then she found some coin purses, chest pieces that look like small animals that she gave to Din. And they look like a dog, crab, and a monkey. And then Ellie made a comment about looking things to see what they did. And so Din started chewing on her chest pieces. Yeah. And then the three coin purses were brown, black, and red. The brown one had a white sand with purple sheen. They did stuff, okay? We did stuff. We found out. I'm not going to go over what they all do. I wrote it down. Watch the episode if you want to know. but we did see Asher do magic-y stuff, which is new. He identified one of them, which is kind of cool. And then Becky opened up a chest and it dumped out a bunch of laundry. One had it had a pretty doublet and in it. And then she tried to open the other chest and it didn't work. So we Yakety Sex tried to smash it, and then it grabbed back inside of it, and then a robot fell out of the box. I mean, I don't know it's a robot, but I wrote it as a robot. And it was a suit of armor that was like 6 feet tall with glowing eyes, and it was fat and had plate armor. And they said their name was 24. No, not their name, but they were called 24 Desi. And Ellie decided that means that its name is their name is Desi now. And Desi said that they needed a power cell. But before we went to go and find the power cell, laundry combat. And the laundry attacked us. And we won. Hey. But then, and then we went to go get the power cell, and we were in danger, because we're always in danger. Yeah, that's where we left off, in danger.
Concise.
Yeah. I know, I'm, half the time my notes are okay.
We played earlier than normal, so I feel like...
We are playing earlier than normal, so I'm a little more coherent today.
but yes, three of you had decided to go and... grab the power cell from the other side of the coat check to try to power up your new friend Desi. And as you did, an alarm sounded as you stole the crystal. And a bunch of these little automaton figures started to come out of these small mouse hole-like areas out of the walls, a little bigger than... probably about 3 foot arches in the sides of the wall themselves. And they look like little metal people. So, an alarm klaxon started sounding, and Ellie, Din, and Milos find themselves trapped in this area as the gates slammed shut. So, let's go ahead and get that initiative from you guys. No. Ellie!
18.
Din.
9.
Milos.
20.
20. And... all right. So, Milos, you are up first. These creatures are currently on the roof. So they are roughly about 18 feet in the air above you as they pour into this room.
Okay.
There's about 20 of them.
There's 20 of them,
mm-hmm.
And are they like tiny?
They're about size? They're about 3 feet.
Oh, so like a halfling. Okay.
More like a gnome.
Okay. Have they started like they're just like standing on the roof? Like are they making their way down the side, or are they falling?
At this point, like they've just poured into the room. All 20 of them have. So you get your first good glimpse at them. They look like they're tiny little metal people, and some of them are carrying spears, and some of them have like a sword and shield. Others have tiny little crossbows, and you even notice. Go ahead and what's your passive perception?
It's like 12.
Well, it's not terrible. Some of them have what looks like little metal wands in their hands, but they're also like, instead of being full-bodied metal like the rest of them, it looks like they have glass portions, like where their chest and like midsection should be, and there's some kind of liquid that is like sloshing around inside of them.
Just like looking at them, obviously they're coming in. Do they look hostile? Like, are they like jeering at us, or like poking their sticks at us, or weapons, like they're ready to attack, or are they like in a defensive position?
They're moving what it looks like to maybe move up, down the walls, down in your perspective,
right,
down the walls. Mm-hmm. But they're moving. They're not like, they're not doing anything.
Okay. I think I'm going to cast Shatter. So they need to make, so it's 60 foot range, 10 foot radius sphere. So I'm assuming that wouldn't hit us, correct?
10-foot sphere? No.
So I'm just going to point it at the roof where they're at and try and get as many of them as I can. And they need to make con saves. So 10-foot radius sphere.
Yeah, it would be, what, 9 of them? Yeah. So we'll go ahead and roll for 9 of them. A 20, a 17, a 10, and a 15. What's your DC?
15 is the DC.
15 is the DC. So 3 of them make it, 1 of them fail out of the first round.
I'm
not done yet. I gotta. You've hit quite a few with them with shatter. A 12, that's a fail. A 6, a fail. A 3, a fail. So you've gotten 4 of them so far. 4 success, 4 failure. And then the 9th one is a 16. So 5 success, 4 failures.
Okay. So I'm just reading the entire description. Each creature, 10-foot radius. Each creature makes a save, half as much on a successful. If it's made of an inorganic material, such as stone, crystal, or metal, it has disadvantage on the saving throws.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They definitely are. So let me reroll for...
5 of them.
Yes. So 20 is a success, an 18 is a success, a 15 is a success. 2 more of them fail on top of that. So only 3 success, 6 failures.
And then any non-magical item that's being worn or carried will also take the damage. I don't know if that affects their weapons and whatnot.
It's not going to because they are magical creatures themselves.
Gotcha. Okay. So I rolled 19 damage total.
And then half as much on a...
on a success, correct. Okay. And then, so that's my action. I'm going to have, for my bonus action, I'm going to have Dusty... I think he's going to try and attack the gate that came down. I think he's going to try and smash that in case we need a way out. So I'm going to have him just, like, start bashing at that, because it's, like, metal bars, right?
Yep.
So do I need a roll to hit that?
No, or is it just damage.
Roll damage?
Yep.
Okay. So
the bars cannot evade.
Right. So it's 5 bludgeoning and then another 8. So 13 bludgeoning to try and like break the metal bars.
Gotcha. All
right. That is everything. Did the ones get that got hit by the shatter, did it look like that pretty? It messed them up pretty well, or do they look like they're pretty hardy still?
We're getting that right now. As Dusty goes over and starts pounding on the metal gate, I'm assuming back into the coat closets?
Yes.
Not out into the... It's
not out into the ballroom, no. Okay. Yeah, it would be back into the coat closet, yes.
Gotcha. The three of you that are actually in the coat closet, after hearing the klaxon... alarms in the next room, you hear like stone on metal beating against the door into the room that you guys are in right now. We'll get to you at the end of this round, since you two of you are focusing on identifying, and we'll see if you want to give up that identifier, keep identifying. But so three of the automaton looking creatures still stay lit up. Like, all of them are glowing and functioning in some way, but 6 of them go dark and they fall to the ground. And I need, since she's flying, she's okay, but Milos and Ellie, I need you guys to make me, we'll say 3 and 3 dex saves. So 3 dex saves each.
Let me know when you're ready.
We'll start with Ellie.
We got 2 13s and a 15.
All right. So the 13s fail. So you will take 4 and 8 is 12. So you take 12 electric damage as they hit the floor. Milos.
So one of them is over 20. The other two are below 13.
Okay. You will take 3. 8 electric damage as these gnomes, as they go dark, they fall to the ground, and as they fall to the ground, they start to, like, shake and shatter open, and these little crystals that are powering them, like, start to glow this bright yellow glow, and then they shatter, releasing their energy.
Cool, 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 cool.
Anything else, Milos?
Nope. I can't move. We're in a tiny room, so yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Okay. After Milos is Ellie.
Okay. Ellie's going to Ellie's gonna look at Poppy and go, are you ready to be wind again? Wow. Resummon Garuda.
She pops in the air, does a couple somersaults, and there's this gush of wind as she turns into Garuda again.
Perfect. Garuda is going to cast Whirlwind at the creatures. Sorry, I'm reading. It doesn't say what the range is. It just says each creature. And I got you.
It's a burst.
It's a burst.
Yep.
How many does it hit, though? Is it like 5 feet around? Or every, it's each creature in the creature's space.
Yep. So
like,
I believe that's a burst.
So like 5 feet around all the way. So like in a square around.
Let me double check here. Yep.
Okay. Garuda's going to nestle on up in there between a bunch of them and then go and do whirlwind.
All right.
DC 12 strength saving throw.
Okie dokie. So Garuda's able to nestle between 9 as well. So we'll do some rolly rolls here. So a 5, an 8, and a 6.
So those are fails.
And then a 19 and a 20. A 4, and then 17, 15, and 9. So it's half.
Easy. Okay. So they will take 6 damage, or half as much if they succeed. And if they didn't succeed, they are flung 20 feet away in a random direction and knocked prone. And if they run into an object, a wall, such as a wall or a floor, they take more damage. So let me know if any of them whack into walls.
So half of them didn't. Why don't you roll me a d6 for the 4? We'll say one is straight down, and then we'll ignore 6s and the other ones in the directions.
Okay, 4.
Okay.
5.
Okay.
6 is ignored. 4.
Okay.
6 is ignored. 4.
Okay, so 3 of them are going flying towards the bars, okay. Towards the coat rack. One of them is hitting the ground.
Okay.
So I need you to make me a dex save.
16.
Okay, you're fine. The 2 of you in the other room...
Did they die when they got flung?
What's that?
Because if they didn't die, they take more damage.
Yes, they died.
They all died? Okay, never mind. They would have taken more damage.
The 2 of you that are in the other room as these 3 creatures get flung through the bars at you, I need Becky and Asher to make me 3 dex saves.
3 each?
Yep.
It's a natural 20. There's one that's a 13 and one's a 6.
Okay, so 2 fails. So you will take 5 electric damage. And Asher?
20, 13, and a 15.
Okay, so the 13, you'll take 2 electric damage. Yep, as these little automaton creatures come flying through the bars with a burst of wind behind them, and they kind of clank to the ground right in front of your feet where you guys are doing your ritual, and zap! So I need you guys to make me concentration checks as you guys are doing your rituals.
Sorry!
You just have to roll a 10, you're fine.
They, 17.
You're fine.
I rolled a 13 on the die, so...
Yeah, you're fine too. So, you guys are able to maintain your concentration, but you hear Ellie's voice on the other side go, sorry!
Okay, for my action, how far up is the ceiling?
It's about 18 feet.
Okay, so I can reach you. Okay. Ellie is going to pull a Karama and pull a rose out and then use Thor Whip.
Sure.
At one of them. I don't care which one. The one that looks the most fucked up. How about that?
Okie dokie.
Ellie hits nothing. I rolled a 2. Well, does a 9 hit?
It does not.
Okay. That's what I kind of thought. Yep, Ellie is all like, yeah! And then she hits nothing.
They're a little dodgier for tiny little automatons.
You go, Garuda. You got this. It's your turn. I got it. That's what I guess what I can do.
Okay. So then it is the automaton's turn. So since we're down.
We are left.
There are 8 left. So
we about to get.
What's that?
Go ahead. I said we about to get fucked.
Bye, guys. I've got 13 health, guys.
So. since you are in the air, Din, two are going to aim with their crossbows at you. Unfortunately, one is going to miss with an 8, but the other one is a 17.
That hits.
Okay. You take 2 piercing damage, but I need you to make me a constitution saving throw.
15.
15. So once these tiny little bolts, one of them manages to land like in your wing, and it doesn't hurt that bad. Hurts a little bit, but then there's this little zap, and like you have to kind of fight it off to remain conscious in the air. So that was 2 of them. Okay, so there are still 3 with spear-looking weapons. We'll do... one of them is going to chuck one at Garuda, and the other 2 are going to chuck them at Milos. So Milos, a 19 and a 15.
Those both hit.
Okay, and for Garuda, an 18.
That hits.
Okay. So then this one. So for Milos, that's 7 piercing damage altogether, a 4 and a 3. And I need you to make me 2 separate constitution saving throws.
Okay. 1's 18 and 1's an 18.
What was the first one? I couldn't quite hear you.
14.
So like you almost succumb to this little shock of electricity, but you manage to kind of shake it off before you almost fall to your feet. And then Garuda takes 5 points of piercing damage.
Is this considered magical piercing?
It is.
Okay, so she takes full damage.
And she needs to make me a constitution saving throw.
Okay, wait. 38 minus 5. Okay, and you said Constitution.
So Garuda has a plus 1.
Yeah. 4.
Garuda falls to the ground.
Is it paralyzed?
It's not paralyzed, it's asleep.
Is it considered unconsciousness?
It is considered unconscious.
Immune.
Wow. This is great.
Watch.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
She's just wind. She's just wind.
She's just wind.
She's just wind.
Just wind.
Then that was 5. So there's still 3 up. So let's see if this dies.
Josh is gonna take my Garuda away from me.
might change that Garuda stat.
No, it's not like I can have her out all the time.
So. There is one with a tiny little sword. It's going to come up and try to poke Milos.
Did they just fall off the ceiling?
He walked down the ceiling.
Oh.
But a 4 is not going to hit you.
Nope.
You see, as the other 2 begin to, like they're casting something, and the liquid inside of them starts to glow. Milos does a 15 hit you.
It would, but I forgot I have a cloak of displacement, so attacks should be at a disadvantage until you hit me.
Okay.
So, do you want to do this one at disadvantage?
Yeah, I'll do this one at disadvantage here.
Okay.
That's even better at a 21, so.
It doesn't matter. Sure, yes, that hits.
And then just one die for Ellie. Does a 15 hit you?
That is my AC. Then I'm going to use Aether Swap with Garuda because I have 12 HP. 13 HP.
Of course.
I'm sorry. I don't want to die.
No, no, that's cool. It's cool. All right.
You kill her faster. You don't get all of her immunities. So, you know.
Oh, come on, computer. Sorry, I've got like 18 tabs open and...
Plus, it gets rid of my reaction, so, you know, can't, like, attack of opportunity or cancel spells or anything. I don't have that ability yet, but...
No one casts spells yet, so I can't counter spell.
These are casting spells.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't really... I thought it was like a innate ability. I didn't know it was a spell.
Oh, yeah. No, these are spells.
Okay. Well... can I... It looks like it's just like an electrical charge of some sort.
Yep.
How many are there?
There are two of them.
Can I counterspell the one that's targeting me?
You certainly can.
Okay. Is it lower than third level?
It is exactly third level.
Okay, then it is.
It works.
Yep. However, Garuda.
Garuda. Can't counterspell.
Cannot counterspell.
She cannot.
Gee, your little OP friend.
Darn!
That's too bad. You should probably teach her.
So sad.
She's just air. She's not magic.
So sad, guys.
This is so sad.
She's just all blowy. That's about it.
She just blows hot air everywhere. She's just mad. That's a lot of dice. I fly.
There's
swap. I would have died.
That sounds like death.
Hoo-wee! That's 6. That's 10. That's He's 16. Mad at me. That's 20. That's 24. That's 28 points of electric damage.
Would this be like lightning or thunder damage?
It is, yes, lightning damage.
Half damage. What? How many did you say?
It's 24, so she only takes 12. I'm going to rework that creature.
No, you leave her alone!
That creature's getting reworked.
Just because you're putting her against things that she's successful against, you mean she could be going against a fire creature. She'd be useless.
Oh, sorry. I need two more. Because it's 8d6.
Oh my god.
If only I could twin a counter spell.
So that's another 8 damage, so that's 32. Wow. So it'd be 16.
Oh, I would have been out. that would have
Yeah, that would have killed me.
It's
32.
Jesus.
That's
33
minus
16.
17?
Yeah, that seems about right.
Okay.
32 minus 16?
Yeah.
33 minus
16. 33. 17, yeah. All right.
I'm sober.
That would have killed me. Don't be mad that I didn't kill me. I had 12 HP.
Din, you are up.
Still flying, right?
What's that? You're still flying, yep. There are two of these creatures... No, four of these creatures on the ceiling. Seven of these creatures on the ceiling, and two of them are on the ground.
I'm going to shoot one of the ones in the ceiling.
Okie dokie. So there are the ones that shot at you. There are 6 creatures on the ceiling, 2 on the floor. So 2 of the creatures that shot at you with tiny little crossbolts. 2 of them.
Yeah, those.
Those? Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Go ahead and roll your attack.
Hulk. 9.
9. Unfortunately, they're just too tiny for your... giant arrows. They just seem to pierce the ceiling in between them.
You try again?
Yeah.
Second attack. 19.
19 will definitely hit.
7 damage.
7 damage.
And I'm thinking I might bring out Dirk.
Dirk and Sidemal?
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie. And is Dirk going to try to also make an attack?
Yeah, Dirk's going to go after the same one I shot.
Okay, with a bite?
Yes. Ooh, 12.
12 will hit.
Oh, okay. It just takes 1 piercing damage and then a poison. Let me see.
So it is immune to poison.
Oh, it just takes one damage then.
Which is actually just enough to kill it. So as it's in Dirk's mouth, I need Dirk to make a con save.
Poor Dirk. Mm-hmm. Dirk only has like 14? 4 HP.
What did you say?
14.
14? Yeah, Dirk manages to spit this thing out as it senses the buildup of energy, and it just shocks as it floats to the ground. So yeah, Dirk's fine.
Right. I have Maul out too.
Are you able to do two now?
I am able to do two. I just haven't done it.
All right. Well, there is one on the ground.
Hey, I'll send Maul after it.
All right.
Bite is 23.
23 will definitely hit.
Then it's 9 piercing.
9 piercing. So I need Maul to also make con save as it crunches one of these creatures.
8.
8 unfortunately fails. And Maul takes 4 electric damage, and he's unconscious.
God, okay. I guess that's it then.
All right. So the three of you back in the other room, you see these creatures fly in, blow up at your feet. Are you guys going to continue to work on what you're doing or stop?
Okay.
Should we go help them or something?
Can we see what's going on in there?
Not really. The counter is like...
Oh, because, yeah. It's...
Yeah.
I know, I'm an eye, y'all.
Would we know how far along we are in where we're at?
You guys were only a few minutes in when these guys, went into
I'd probably
the room.
Jump up, because it takes 10 minutes.
Yeah.
If we're, a minute or two in, because it's only been a couple... He'd probably jump up and
But
run.
You also do see that there is, a bars that had come down.
Oh, I thought I thought...
Nope, they're not smashed through yet. Nope.
Oh, isn't that what Desi's doing?
What's that?
Isn't Desi smashing that?
No, Desi's stuck to the floor.
Dusty is.
Oh, Dusty.
Dusty's trying to smash through.
Yeah, Dusty.
I forgot about
D&D.
It's the other D.
Yeah.
It's the other D.
Yep.
He's trying to smash through the gate.
I can't wait until Dusty picks up Desi and just has, a Desi tornado.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'd probably run to the gate and probably start,
hammering it down.
Yeah. I guess he's going to hammer, yeah.
Go ahead and make me a damage roll then. We're going to add you at, go ahead and roll me an initiative real quick as you join in.
11.
Becky's they got this.
Okay. 17 for the attack. For one, I said
you don't have to, roll
attack.
Oh,
just damage.
It's just damage. It's a gate. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, right? So 10. And if I swing again, 7. So 17 total.
Okay. Yeah, you and Dusty are making work on the bars, but they're metal bars. It's probably going to take you guys some time. Marquise, are you doing anything?
I mean, I think I was trapped in the hallway.
Not trapped in the closet?
You're just at the T intersection of the hallway right now. You were trying to check,
Yeah, well, I thought, wasn't there bars on to both of the rooms?
Right now, yeah. So you're
so I'm basically trapped in the hallway.
You can reach through the bars, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you do have a gun, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'm just oh my god. I can't help you. I can't break shit. So,
do you have any acid that you can pour on the
I do not have acid made right now. Especially metal corrosives. So I suppose I'll go and see if I can maybe take a few shots through the bars.
You can't throw something and turn everyone to mammoths to break down a bar? Stampede.
So I can probably see one of them.
Yeah, through the bars. I would say that Ellie and Milos are close enough to where the door was. Unfortunately, Din is up in the sky, so you wouldn't be able to reach her.
Well, fuck it. All right. Well, I can tell... How many enemies are there?
There are only 6 left right now.
Oh, that's... You know what? 6 is fine. I can see a lot of parts.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start shooting.
Okay.
And then I start blasting.
I'm just gonna start. I'm gonna start shooting, and I'm gonna miss every shot.
don't go into it, mate, like that. You're gonna get on
the
wall. You're gonna.
Why? Having the positivity clearly didn't fucking help.
So there are 4 on the ceiling, 2 on the ground. 14.
Yeah.
Shoot him on
14 hits.
That's a 6 damage.
6 damage. So you pot shot at one of them, not quite enough to take it out, but you manage to, like, crack its casing where you can see the electricity coming through.
Well, I guess I can see that Elspeth looks,
like shit.
A bit rough.
Her hair is all rough.
I feel like her ears are really down.
Her ears are, like, super down, and she's not even holding them down. She's got blood dripping from one of her ear holes. What?
I feel like that's your health gauge, like, depending on the height of your ears.
Okay, I'm gonna have to pop it off the bandolier.
Oh, God.
Yes!
That's not what I wanted.
I can't use the deliverance apparatus. You're not close enough.
Fuck.
Let me bring up my...
You're going to turn me into a
pot of sand. I love it.
Josh is mad at me because Garuda's too good. He's going to turn me into a pot of plants.
Hey, this list is already made.
Even though he's the one who gave me Garuda.
Well, you don't know that you're the one that's going to be affected by the bandoliers.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Because it can be an area of effect. It could be...
Yeah.
It could be us.
The last time it was like all of you.
Okay. So which potion are you using?
It's going to be an elixir.
Okie dokie.
An elixir?
Yeah.
It's going to heal me good.
I
feels like a good heal.
Yeah. Is that a good touch in this one?
That's a 46.
That's a good touch.
Yeah. Oh, and you also will gain a spell slot level 3 or lower.
Oh, hell yes. Sweet. I'm bringing back the level 3 spell slot.
Oh, yeah. No, like, I definitely use my, like, bonus action devices for the elixir.
Yes, I gave myself back a third level spell slot. That's great.
Like, if I can use, like, the most powerful healing,
because that's pretty cool. To gain, like, HP and, like, MP.
Mm-hmm.
That's what elixirs are for.
Isn't that what elixirs do? Like, 100-100 normally?
Yep.
100%, 100%.
Oh, wait, that's not bad. See, I can do potions. I can't... Oh, okay. Well, I'm just gonna wait and see what happens here.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much healing is it?
24.
Okay, so Elspeth, you heal 24.
I feel so much better.
And then I need you to roll me percentiles.
Her ear kind of slowly.
It's like...
Yeah. One ear's up and one ear's down.
Yeah. The Playboy bunny.
Yeah.
Like,
did you roll percentile, Christian?
Oh, percentile.
Yeah.
The fun stuff.
The fun stuff.
Ellie starts to feel better, turns into potted plant.
That's 15.
15.
That's low. I feel like that's hard to roll 15. Like, you just cast Meteor.
Oh, God.
Fireball at the center of the room.
Yeah.
With all my healing.
No. So, need you to roll me a d6.
Yeah, there's 6 of us and there's like 6 of them, right?
2.
So Ellie, you really start to feel good with this potion. Feel real good.
I feel really good.
Yeah, it kind of not only makes you feel healthier like a normal potion would, like there's some wear and tear on your body, like old aches and pains that seem to go away. And you see as...
Oh, my bad knee. It feels better.
You see as, like, some of the telltale signs, because telltale signs of age on Ellie start to wash away.
You're young.
Elspeth, how old are you?
I'm 36.
You are now 34.
Oh.
Wow. I don't think that's really much on any era, right?
I mean, it could have been 6 years, so.
Oh. That's what that was, okay.
I'm 34 now. Oh, I feel younger.
But she's 36, but she has the appearance of 34. But she has the capacity of
the body.
The body of a 34-year-old.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good spell.
Wow, that knee injury's gone. Yeah. That's great.
See, my appendix growing back.
Oh, no.
I just don't know what I'm going to
do with that knee.
Yeah.
That was weird. What did you do to me?
I healed you.
You're really good at your job.
Well,
pound of youth, baby.
I feel young and dangerous.
Until you accidentally make one of us, like, 10 years older.
Oh, no, that'd be horrible.
Well,
I feel like I've had that happen before. And to a character.
Roll me initiative real quick so I can throw you in.
Initiative is a 14. Meanwhile, Beck is just hanging out.
14.
Don't feel pressured to join combat. It's fine.
Girl, you do your thing.
Do your thing, girl. All right. So back at the top, Milos. You are up.
Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh, is Becky joining the fray?
Well, Asher gets up and leaves. She hears Marquise doing whatever the hell it is he does.
Make a lot of noises.
She rolls her eyes and she gets up and is going to go over to these iron bars, which we can see through them, right?
You sure can, yeah.
Okay, cool. How many of these little robots are there?
There are five left.
Five?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to spend that. She's going to shoot off a Scorching Ray at third level.
Ooh, okay.
So, fuck it. She's going to dump a Enochian into it to add a damage die.
She's so pissed. She's
so mad that you upset her ritual. She's the most like,
I was busy!
She's yep.
Pissed off Valley girl. All
right.
Hell Valley.
So, the first beam of the four is going to be a 14 to hit.
14 will hit.
Okay.
Yeah. Why don't you just roll more at once?
I'm using Gage's strategy. Okay. That one's definitely going to hit. That's a 22.
Oh, yeah.
That one hits, too. That's a natural 19.
Nicely done.
And, that's only a 9 for the last one. So,
nope.
I was intending to hit one soldier per beam. So I hit 3.
Gotcha.
Okay, and so let's see. Scorching Ray, which is usually 2d6, but now it's going to be 3d6. She's pissed. First one does.
Each ray is
3d6. 10 fire damage.
10 fire damage, alright.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Do you want to just consider that?
Yeah, I'll take it across the board.
So okay, yeah. 10
to all three of those.
All right. Yeah, so all three of them, these heat rays just pierce right through them, and they fall to the ground. And so I need Milos and Ellie to make me, we'll say, 2 on Milos, 1 on Ellie. Make me some dex saves.
I think I haven't had a turn yet, so I have to do this. I don't think I have
a reaction. I got 16 and like a 6.
So the 6 will fail.
You said deck save?
Yep.
19
and oh no, you only got the 1. That's right.
So you're fine.
I was like,
hold on. Okay. So Elos takes 4 electric damage, lightning damage.
Yay.
All right. Anything else, Becky?
No. My initiative is 5.
5, okay. Then, back to the top at Milos.
Okay, there's 2 of the little guys on the floor, right?
There's 1 on the floor, 1 on the ceiling.
Is the 1 on the floor in melee with me?
It is actually in melee with, with you, because it tried to poke you. Yep.
Okay, so I'm gonna have Dusty come up from behind it, and he's gonna try and smack it. Does he get advantage?
Yeah, he definitely would.
Okay, so the first hit, that's a 20 non-natural. Second one is over 20. So first hit is 11, the second is 9.
So just like that scene in The Mask where he takes out the giant mallet and beats that clock into the ground, yeah, the first mm-hmm. hit killed it. The second hit was just unnecessary. But I do need both you and Dusty to make me dex saves since you are near it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got natural 20 and Dusty got a 13, I think.
13 is fine, so...
Okay.
Good there. So that one's down, and you still have an action.
Yes. I'm going to... How rough does this one look?
This one technically hasn't been hit yet.
Okay. Can I... I'm just double checking to see if I can... I think I have to have it to... Yeah, I can't twin a second spell and attack the same thing. So I'm just going to do a firebolt at it. I'm going to move... So I like if it falls, I'm gonna move like to a corner, so I'm nowhere near where it possibly could fall.
Okay.
So I don't have to worry about getting hit. Oh, that's not gonna hit. That's like a 10.
10? 10 unfortunately yeah. Misses.
So that is what I got.
All right, Ellie, you are up.
Okay. Well, Garuda's gonna saunter on over to the one that's left, and it's gonna come on and slam.
All right,
slam, slam.
Welcome to Alice Slammer.
Oh, that's a cock. That's not gonna hit. That's an 11.
This thing is dodgy.
I'm gonna try again because she gets two slam attacks.
Does she have
natural 20?
Oh, that's perfect.
So it's 2d6 with the natural 20. So it's usually 12.
Yeah. How do you want to do this?
Oh, Garuda's slam is really just her taking her wings and, like, doing the Sky Dancer twirl and just whapping it.
Smacking it like a like the tortilla challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With her wing and just whaps it upside the head and slams it into the wall or something.
All right. She, too, smashes it with such force that it sticks to the ceiling. I do need her to make a dex save.
Okay. Though. What is your dex, Garuda? Plus 4. Oh, well, I mean, she has wind.
Yeah, you could. But
19 on the dice.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. So, yeah. As the last little automaton falls victim to Garuda, the gates on the room go back down.
Garuda, like, floats down to the ground and then does a spin and Poppy comes back and is like, eh?
And now I believe it was Din who has Desi's power crystal.
Yeah. I have it.
Let's go give Desi his crystal and hope he doesn't murder us.
As you go back into the closet, you're met with, like, Becky's face that is just like...
Unimpressed.
Uh-huh.
Why aren't you doing your identifying thing?
Because in the middle of it, I got electrocuted because of something I didn't do.
I'm sorry, that was kind of my fault.
Whatever.
You should have
come up this. Could we just like stay in one spot and not do
anything?
Yeah,
let's take a short rest while we figure out how to put this core back inside of Desi.
Great idea.
All right. So I imagine you guys are going back to, ritually casting identify on these items.
Also looking up the definition of ritual casting, I'm not going to bother with trying to hold concentration on hex because that apparently if you cast a ritual or any spell for longer than one action, it breaks concentration. So,
thank you for that. We know going forward, so...
Yeah. So I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to cast Detect Magic on the pile of crap so I know what is magical or not.
Absolutely. So we'll get to you in just a second. We'll do the portion with Desi real quick. So you guys bring in the crystal, and Desi's eyes light up and follow you and is like, that is my power crystal.
We found it. It was guarded.
And Desi, like, leans forward, and you see, like, their back panel opens up, and is like, please insert power crystal into core.
I just met you. That's pretty
good. Din, do you want to do it, or do you want me to do
it? Yeah, I'm just going to shove it in
there. Okay. I think you might have put it in upside down. Oh, no, that's fine.
Remember, everything fits in the square hole.
Smash.
Din just punches it in. It doesn't fit. It
doesn't.
Just
tries it every direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta flip it the other way.
No, the other way.
You're doing it sideways.
Brute force.
Brute force. Yeah. So yeah, like, eventually Din gets it into the right position in inside Desi, and Desi starts to like hum to life, and you can hear more cogs turning inside, and the back panel closes by itself and seals shut, and you see as Desi now finally stands up and rises to its full height. It's about 6.5 feet tall, a little bit bigger, barrel-chested with the armor and whatnot. And it looks around at all of you and says, "Thank you. How may I assist you?"
"Oh, if you could help us on our journey through this tower, that would be great."
"I do owe you. Let me help you."
"Okay."
Desi, like, places their hands together and this, like, light blue light starts to glow. And yeah, doesn't matter. And
disintegrate.
Yeah, right. Bye bye.
Holy, and we just nuclear waste away.
Yep. is actually going to cast Mass Healing Word.
Oh, that was magic.
On all six of you, since there are six.
Do you like supporting artists? Do you like nerdy things like Dungeons & Dragons? Then Co-op Creations SD is the store for you. You can find adorable dragons, menacing mind flayers, and jealous jelly cubes to accompany you on your adventures. Need a way to safely transport your math rocks? Then their homemade dice bags will keep your click-clacks warm. Stop on by their Etsy page soon, as stock is limited.
So, let's see. Going to cast it at 5th level.
Yeah. Hopefully he sits around for a while.
So you all regain 12 hit points.
Wow, I feel almost back to normal. Thank you, Desi. How did you get here?
I was placed here a long time ago.
How long ago?
What is the year?
I don't know. Marquise knows. Marquise knows everything.
I take 1293. I forget what it is, but
yeah, you say back the year, and it seems like Desi's thinking. There's some gears turning that you can audibly hear, and Desi says, "I have been here for 453 years."
Oh,
well, you look good for your age, I guess.
Almost. I'm an automaton. I do not age.
Almost as good Ellie looks for her age.
But thank you.
how long ago was the last like big calamity?
480 years ago.
And how long has he been here?
453 years.
Oh, so he's been here since the last one. Like, he doesn't know pre-calamity.
Sorry, 440 years ago. So yeah, he was here before the last calamity.
Interesting.
Because when was the last calamity?
440. He's been here 453 years.
Oh, I thought you said he had been here for 440.
No, the last calamity was 440 years ago.
He missed the last calamity.
He did.
Okay.
They did.
They did.
Yeah.
Put you here.
I was placed here in case of emergencies.
Oh, okay. Like, if the witch gets out.
What witch?
I believe that the question is, which witch?
Which old witch? Well, there's supposed to be a witch that lives in the tower.
You see, as they kind of scan access to whatever memories that they may have, and says, there was no witch on the guest registry.
Guest registry? Was this supposed to be a party?
This was supposed to be a gathering of the elite.
Oh.
Well, that explains a few things.
It was a party to celebrate the heroes of Eld.
Like Cecil?
And it starts to think and says, that is one of them, yes.
Oh, they're all dead.
I anticipated so, it being 453 years.
Well, that was a big calamity and everyone died.
Another calamity?
Is there one before that one?
There have been, and, like, it starts to do that automatic, like, voice kind of thing. 12 previous calamities.
Oh. I think we're on 13, I mean.
Yeah, we're getting there. Older.
I am 580 years old.
Oh.
Is that counting the 440 years he spent?
That's counting that.
Well, that explains what we saw on the outside.
Yeah.
Is there something we can do about the ceiling?
No, because the tower's upside down. The gods put it upside down to confuse the witch, like the book said.
Of which
you,
there is no witch.
Do you know a mage who goes by the name Everly?
Yes, yeah, Sorceress Everly.
Is she in this tower?
If she is, she is very old.
Or dead. Well, do you know
was she in the tower before?
Yes, she is the mistress of the tower, charged with keeping the void at bay.
Okay, do you know where her room is?
As the tower was still being constructed, and is still being constructed, I assume, it is unknowable on which floor Mistress Everly would be on.
Okay.
Well, I'm not sure if it's being constructed anymore.
It's always being constructed.
By
the
who?
Book said that the witch keeps building it, not knowing that it's upside down, and there's void magic here that makes her think that she's still building it the right side up.
Where do you get this information?
Oh, from a children's book.
You should not teach your children. This is false.
I know a lot of it's false, but some of it's true because the tower is upside down.
Correct.
Do you know why it's upside down?
Yes.
Why?
Humanoid misconceptions say that the astral sea is located in the sky. Further data collected from excursions into the astral sea say that gates to the astral sea are actually located deep within the earth.
Wait, so this is a tower to the astral sea? We don't want to go there.
Correct. The home of the 12.
We don't want to go there.
Why not?
Well, you're... I don't think that humans can survive there.
Why not?
I don't think any of us are human.
Well, you're really different than everyone else here, so you might be okay.
I don't know,
it just seems really dangerous to go to the place where the 12 live. But, I mean, why not, I guess? Maybe they can help us, because everyone else is killing each other.
Well, yeah, see, there you go. Everyone's killing each other.
The only way to keep the void from escaping is to place it near the Astral Sea, the holiest of places.
Okay, that tracks. Why are we here? What was our purpose? Were we just here to investigate it?
Adventure, right? Seemed like something to do.
Well, I need to go and check out this Everly person, if she's still around, because I got that bracelet from Baron that showed me her tower, and like she's got some stuff up there that we definitely need to investigate.
Okay, can you help us find Miss Everly if she's not dead?
I can accompany you. I do not know the layout of the tower as it is continually changing.
Okay, we'll do our best.
The only area that I know is this base floor, as this area never changes.
Okay, well, we'll only get a little lost. Maybe somebody should be sketching on a map.
I really would like to find a way to be able to walk on the other side.
The roof?
Well, technically it's floor? The floor.
You must walk up the down staircase.
Is that not what we used to get here?
You walk down the up staircase.
Well, where is...
The down staircase.
It is further in the main hall.
Okay. Can we take a nice rest real quick and then go do it? I don't know if anyone still needs a rest. Is everyone okay now?
I'm pretty hurt.
Same. Still.
Yeah.
Maybe just a short little rest while Becky is identifying things.
Sure. Yeah.
That's fine.
Let's rest. We'll see what these things are.
All right, so you guys are resting here in this room. Are you taking a short rest then?
Yeah.
Okay. So Becky casts Detect Magic on your pile of goodies. So the components themselves, the component bags are not, the brown one is not magical. It is just a component. There's no magic aura being, let off of it. And the Quicksilver is technically not magic either. But the bag that, if he still puts it out there, the bag with the silver seal and the black leather is definitely magical. The components inside are, but Asher already knows what's inside of that. The hairpins are, sorry, just hairpins.
Aww. Ellie puts hers back in.
I want them to be something cool.
They're for looks. Hot clothes.
Hot clothes.
Which you guys still have.
We bartered for a lock of Milos's hair for some hot clothes.
Yeah.
That's going to come back to haunt us.
It already probably did.
Yeah.
What else was it? Oh, yes.
The potions and that, like, the ranger outfit.
Yes. The three...
The totems, too.
The three bottles. Totems. Yes, the totems are definitely magical. The three bottles are magical as well. And then the set of doublet clothes with hat is magical as well.
So that's six things?
Three potions, three totems,
three
one doublet. Yep.
The leather perfume is non-magical, those correct?
Leather potions, okay.
Right. It's just a component thing.
Okay. And then the red one, do we know what the mix-in is? We don't?
I just determined that these are the magical things.
Yes. Okay. So do you want to divide them up, and are we going to take a short break, like short rest, and do it, or do we want to just do this later?
We might as
well just identify them while we're taking a break.
So. Yes.
I don't know if we need to take a break, so.
Well, it's during the break.
I do.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I just took 10 minutes to
to do that.
Magic.
To the detect magic?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then now we're doing identifies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to do all of them, or do you just want to do... Because that would be like 40 minutes, right?
Well, yeah. There's 1, 2, 3...
Sure. I guess a short rest.
4.
Yes.
5.
Yeah. And I don't need to...
There's 5 things we need to identify, right?
Let's see. Quicksilver, the totems...
There's 3 potions,
the cloak,
3 totems, yep. And the cloak.
So, like... 6 things, maybe?
Yeah.
But I bet we could do the totem. There's 3 totems. I bet we could figure out what one totem is.
Right.
And so I'll take a totem.
The potions you'd want to do separately, probably.
Do you want to do the potions? And I'll do the clothes, the totem, and what's the other thing?
Figuring out what's in the quicksilver.
Oh, I already know that. Oh, can we do that?
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Oh, I know what's in mine. Yeah, I can do the quicksilver.
Yeah. So the quicksilver is not magic. Identifying will not.
Oh, it won't that's tell us what the other thing is.
That's going to be a marquise.
Okay, thing. I'll hand it. Yeah. So marquise can do that. So I'll take the clothes, the totems, and I can take one of the potions. And that should leave you with 2 potions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
That should be it.
Okay. Unless you want to do...
Well,
yeah.
Wait, I mean, there's 3 totems, right?
Yeah, I figured the totems we could just figure out what they all are. Because they're all the same thing. Yeah. They're just different animals.
Right.
Like, you figure out one turns into a beaver or whatever they are.
Well, they have, like, creatures on the totems themselves.
Well, like, I don't remember what the animals were. Like, one's a giraffe or
you
whatever.
You don't need to, like...
Like, I'm like, oh, this one turns into a giraffe. I bet this one turns into an alligator.
They were a monkey.
Oh, yeah, Capuchin monkey.
Yep. And I believe one was
monkey, crab, dog.
Crab and a dog, yep.
Are we going to take a short rest?
Well, anyway, I'll take... A couple of the potions and acid
file. Okay, so we will do that.
All right. So who's doing the vials?
Travis or Becky has 2, and I have 1.
Okay. So the there was the purple, the pink, and the blue.
Right.
Who's doing what?
I'll do the blue.
Blue one. All right. So as you focus on this one, this particular mixture, is called a potion of Raugr's might.
Raugr's?
Raugr. Rhalgr.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This potion grants its user, up to 5 minutes of their strength score becoming 22.
Oh, nice.
However, at the end of that 5 minutes, they gain 3 points of exhaustion.
Roids are really hard on your body.
There's always something, isn't there?
That sounded great until that.
That's a end boss kind of like.
Yeah, that's like we're like end of dungeon or like
we're gonna chill after this.
Yeah.
For a few days.
Yeah. Well, unless someone has greater restoration, they want to like
not this level.
Well, no, but right, that would get rid of exhaustion points, right?
So it gets rid of 1.
Yeah.
So, you did the blue one, right?
That was the blue one.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, sorry. No, I had that mixed up. That was the pink one.
Oh.
So that's the one Becky had.
So, how is that spelled again?
R H A L G R.
Whoops.
My bad.
That's right.
The blue one is potion.
It's just that. What's the blue mom do? It's just Baja. It's that away.
Or some shit.
Is known as Menfina's Love.
Okay.
So this potion grants the user 1 hour of ice resistance. And then the purple potion is known as the Builder's Arm. And grants the user the ability to deal double damage to inanimate objects for 5 minutes.
Oh boy, when we need to actually break a door down.
Right.
We are getting through it.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. And then the totems are totems.
Yeah. So yeah. What those do.
You know what those do.
These are totems.
These are totems. Da, 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 da. Right,
I'm glad you got it. I'll give those back to Din. Because yeah. I feel like Din, she might not want them, but like, she's
the one. I want them.
She's all about the animals.
Yeah.
So like,
I hope you have slobber on your fingers from the.
Oh, I'm sure that's dried in the past, you know, 30 minutes.
The totems. Oh, yes. The doublets.
Yeah.
So, Becky, when you looked at this doublet, there's always a hue of types of magic that you see when you use detect magic. This hue of this magic is strange. It gives off a silvery light, not something that you've ever seen before. There is some very powerful magic to this set of clothes. It is awe-inspiring as you really truly start to detect what this magic really might be. And at the same time, it is also anathema to the void powers that you wield. It makes those lines of power that are on your wings kind of draw back and are repulsed by this. This magic is ancient, whatever it is. It draws you in, and that darker side of you almost seems washed away. You have to almost be drawn out of your spell when you focus on this particular item, as if there is a piece of the astral sea here on the very earth itself. So, knowing that, are you identifying it?
I think Asher was going to identify the clothing, but...
Yeah. I mean, you cast Detect Magic first, so I'm going to allow you to...
Right.
Would you have taken that before, like...
Make the decision.
I think based on that, and I assume that based on your description here, it sounds like I probably get a similar feeling as when I encountered Naldthal, and I think I'm going to... Definitely let Asher take that over.
Okay. All right. So, you begin to cast Identify on this, and it starts to really excite you as to what the true properties of this are, because it's like this set of clothes has been asleep a long time, and its true power is just waiting under the very fabric of what it actually is. You do get a name, and this is known as the Navigator's Protection. You look further and unfold the clothes as you are trying to identify what this is, and you see that there is a symbol on the breast on the right-hand side, and it looks like two crashing waves, or something that resembles two crashing waves. When you focus and identify this, there is an image that comes to your mind of a strong, very strong woman with bleached blonde hair back in a braid as she stands on the edge of a cliff, looking out over the seas, taking in the wind. She's wearing this doublet, and she has a long bladed harpoon in her hand. And the rest of you watch as Asher is identifying this, and there's just this wind that almost comes out of nowhere and sweeps through his hair a little bit, and there's a glow of this silver energy that washes over him for just a brief moment. So, while wearing this armor, the user takes half damage from wind and water, and their movement is increased by 10 feet. and the user can never become lost except for by magical means. It is considered medium armor and gives bonuses as a chain shirt. And the chain shirt is a base AC of 13 and a weight of 20. Alright.
We've got some fancy things. I don't know who could wear that armor, honestly. You? You don't wear armor.
I can wear any armor. Well, they're not technically wearing medium armor right now.
Milos?
I can't wear armor.
I can't wear armor.
You know what? I apologize. That was my first iteration of it. It is studded leather, so it is light armor.
Yeah. Is that just the doublet? Or does it include the
hat? It includes the hat and the mask. Well. Yeah. It is armor.
Light armor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't wear any.
It's fancies.
No, it gives bonuses like light armor.
Oh, but it's just a shirt.
It's a shirt.
Well, those of you who have literally...
Well, I can wear light armor. I'm wearing leather right now.
Oh, I guess I don't have armor, but that's whatever.
Does have a mask, Marquis.
Yeah, what's your AC?
15.
That make your AC go up?
It's a base 13.
It's a base 12. Oh, I don't know. Or no, yeah, it's a base 13.
Probably like 1, if it does.
I don't think.
I think it's very special. I've seen a lot of armor. I've never.
I think that Marquis or Milos should wear it.
I think Milos should take it, honestly.
I mean, I can try and see if I can use it.
You're naked.
I mean, I have a cloak, but that's about it.
You are wearing a.
We'll say it has a pair of pantaloons for you too.
We can wear your sarong with
it. I like my sarong. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay.
But I will. I'll try this on and see if it fits. You know, all this fur. It's kind of hard to hide under clothes sometimes.
I mean, it's magical armor, so it will grow to fit you.
Yeah. I know, but...
It will take attunement.
Right. I'm not going to attune to it right now.
Okay. You could attune to it while we're short resting, I suppose. If it was...
It might take a few extra minutes. Yeah.
Well, I was going to attune to my Swordbreaker dagger anyway, so...
I guess I don't know what kind of armor Jen wears either.
Just leather.
So, I guess it would be...
into a bear.
Are we? Yeah. Like, are we all light armor people?
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do medium.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't do...
I just don't.
I can't. I can wear light armor.
It's just a shirt, so it just... Right. But it counts as armor.
Right.
And a hat. You look stylish.
And a mask.
And a mask. Yes. I'll put on the mask just for aesthetic. Just be like, ooh, I got a mask.
Oh, it's perfect. Because now no one will know that you're a prince. Because you got the mask on.
He's yes. Sexy a mask mouse.
I'm mask for mask, yeah.
Oh, that's Joker.
You gotta find someone else with a mask now. Not Joker. Peace. And not Marquise.
I can imagine Marquise, like, wearing it and just putting it on over
his... The leather suit.
Mm-hmm.
Putting
the mask over his goggles.
Over his and then the hat on top of the hat.
On my hood.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't want us to see it. Like, it seems like he doesn't even want us to see what his skin looks like. Yeah, so he wouldn't take skin, like, I don't think he'd take his stuff off. So I feel like he would just put it on over it.
Yeah.
I love that image in my mind. Just him wearing a fancy doublet over his
life. Very nice. Like, just in all these layers.
Games where they, like, don't actually make character models, you know, and they take off the helmet, but it's kind of done off screen. So you can't see the head, but when you mod it, it's just the fucking helmet underneath.
And yep. Yep. When Master Chief used to take his helmet off.
End of the first game. It's just another helmet.
Yep. All right. So you guys have short rested. You've identified some items.
Let's keep going forward.
Which way are you guys
going? Do we want to go down the hallway, or do we want to go back out to the ballroom?
I don't know. Check out that other room that we didn't go in.
There are two rooms on the other side.
What I was thinking we should do is go check out the other way. I don't see any reason to go back to it.
Yeah. Well, there's a staircase we need to go down up.
Asha seems allergic to the ballroom as well.
Yeah, so we should check the other room that we didn't go in yet. I agree.
So, you guys are going at the end of the hallway here, towards the right this time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. So, Becky, you try your last key on this door, and it opens up this door. Past this door, it seems to be a servant's entrance back down and into the hallway that you had seen past the ballroom. So it is a way of bypassing the ballroom.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
This is wonderful.
Who's leading the way?
Oh, is it well lit?
It is the blue magical flame along the hallway. Okay. So it's kind of dim light, but it is enough light to find your way down the hallway.
Is there enough room to be in 2x2, or is it single file?
It's a single set of stairs going down to, or in your case, you'd have to climb down the changing ceiling height down to the roof. But that doesn't take you long. You sit down on a step, you make it down. You guys can go as many as you want.
I can lead with Dusty.
Okay.
Dusty right in front, and I'll be right behind him.
Sounds good. Yeah, you guys take turns. You all go down. As soon as you and Dusty do step in, you do hear that the music begins again in the ballroom, but you don't see any figures above you in this portion of the hall. But you do hear the band strike back up in the ballroom.
Ellie does this.
Making the motion for silence.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, yeah, sometimes we're on podcast.
Yeah.
Ellie makes the don't make noise sound face. Wait, put your finger in front of your nose.
There you go. So you guys make your way into the hallway. You travel for about a good 5 minutes down this hallway where it just seems like you can't quite make it to the end of the hallway. And finally, after wondering if you're lost, you start to finally see a set of ethereal stairs from the ceiling leading up.
I'll motion back to Desi, and be like, are these the stairs that we're supposed to take to go back to the floor, Desi?
Correct. These are the down-up staircase.
Okay, let's down-up them.
Well, no time like the present.
So, there is enough room on the staircase here for you to go 2x2.
I will head up first with Dusty.
Mm-hmm. Two behind that?
Sure. Asher
and Ellie.
And Poppy being held like this.
And Bobby.
Because Poppy is always being held like a stuffed animal.
Right?
I imagine Mogpie rides on your shoulder.
Yeah, it just kind of flies behind
him. Like sits on your back.
Can you like do like the little floaty thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he can float. He can hover.
That would be weird.
Behind Asher and Ellie.
Mall? Question mark?
Well, I was like, Maul is also...
Din, Maul, and then Becky. Dirk riding on Maul's head.
Yeah.
I was like, Becky would probably just take up the end of the lines.
Okie dokie.
I have to be me and Becky then.
Oh, yeah, Marquise as well. So they're behind the bear. All right.
Hey, you know what? If you're going to be behind anything, be behind a bear.
Don't take the big poopy.
Dodge it.
Won't be a deck save, no. So you guys start walking up this staircase, and you start walking up it, and it definitely feels like you're going up, but it leads into this starry void, the tower or the mansion, whatever, melting away behind you, leads into this void-like state. You shouldn't be able to be going up, as the outside of this building was not tall, no more than maybe a story and a half, but yet here you are, going up. Suddenly, vertigo starts to hit you first, Milos, and it feels like your steps begin to rock a little bit further to the left than they should. Like it's taking longer for your left foot to land before you actually take a step.
Can I use the wall to help, like, there steady myself?
No wall.
Can I use Dusty to help steady myself?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
You can crash into him a couple of times since he's on your left.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of you, when this starts to happen to Milos, something, the vertigo starts to hit you next Asher and Ellie, but first you start to see, like, as Milos, like, takes these long, weird steps to the left, and then you stop and let him go forward, like, a couple steps, and focus beyond just on these steps, as, again, you are in this starry night void, and you see the stairs start to tilt to the left and turn as you guys are walking on these stairs.
It's guy.
Suddenly, objects come into view in the distance. You see as a number of items are floating here. You see a couple of grandfather clocks floating in the distance.
Did they start tolling a bunch of times, like four times?
No. But they are running backwards as they float past you. You see in the distance, real tower. What you had been in before was just a chamber. As you guys get closer, you see this tower in the distance, now upright, floating the correct direction. But as you look back, you see the ballroom upside down. The tip of this tower, still under construction, as you see pieces moving about magically at the very top of this tower, continually shifting, are other pieces in the tower itself. The very tip of this tower touches some kind of liquidy blue in the distance that is hundreds upon hundreds of feet above you, and it sends a ripple every once in a while, as you now see that above you is this blue sea.
I guess we go to that tower now. That seems like the right path.
Yeah, I mean, I'm terrified of the sea falling down on us, I guess, but this is the only way forward.
And Desi says, please, step onto the sigil. As he points forward, and there is a platform floating just out in open space.
Oh, I'll put my one paw out just to, like, test it to see if it's actually solid.
It is solid, but definitely see-through.
Ugh. Come on, Dusty.
Okay.
As you all step onto the sigil itself starts to glow, and you all forced into the air in a mighty jump.
Oh, great.
And you start falling to the earth in front of this tower, and you land with such ease. Those of you who have fallen and been at the benefit of Featherfall or have had wings know that you will land safely. However, others might panic a bit as you come crashing to the earth, but there is a sudden flash of a glyph in front of you. You are now at these gates that open up in front of you. This structure in front of you is unlike any tower you've seen before, as it is made completely from crystal.
Pretty.
If a place has been built for hundreds of years, you'd think they finish it already.
Maybe they have to keep building it so that the monsters don't get in.
Or out. Does it look, like, identical to the previous tower outside? Or just as crystal, or is it a completely different looking tower?
Completely different looking tower.
Cool.
The gates to this tower, large crystal, are actually swung open ever so slightly. And as you guys get close, you see that there is what looks to be a Lalafellan-sized frog in a robe and hat and staff, laying on the ground, and it kind of ribbits and croaks ever so slightly.
Oh, Mr. Frogman, are you okay?
The tower has been breached.
What does that mean?
Force came through, and he rolls over to look at you, and you see that he has those growths that you recognize, those purple gross growths.
I think that maybe Joker's brother's here.
Yeah.
Can I help you, Mr. Frog?
Help tower keep void piece safe. Okay. Don't let him have it.
We'll do our best.
And his eyes just roll back, and his body goes limp in your arms.
Oh, Mr. Frogman.
He's just sleeping. It's okay.
Oh, okay. I lay him down and tuck him into his robes.
No persuasion needed here.
But when he wakes up, we'll tell him we saved this tower.
Yes, we'll make sure to let him know we saved the tower.
Okay. Ace is probably...
Oh, should hurry. Do we see any more, like, signs of a struggle or altercation?
There are scorch marks along the flooring here. There is one frog that looks like he had been in armor at some point, which now looks like a crushed aluminum can with green and red bits oozing out of it against a wall.
That one's not sleeping.
It is a trail of death and disease the further you go in.
Joker said that he and Ace fought, and Joker was pretty fucked up. So maybe Ace is not at full capacity either?
Can only hope.
You hear a mighty "Ooh!" from inside.
I don't like that.
Those of you who poked far enough into the entrance door see at the top of a very long staircase visage of Ace, now with a giant growth on his right side. He's grown to almost twice his size. He has this giant right claw coming off of him, and there is some kind of grotesque green thing growing out of his back as he is spreading sickness and death as these toads who may have been here to protect the tower are crumpled in front of him. And those that he leaves behind are now rising up, the purple blisters, transforming these creatures.
Oh, it's this shit again.
And that is where we will pick up next episode.
Oh, no. Danger. I'm glad we took a rest.
I'm glad I always, like, think to have anti-corruption,
on my person. Oh, my God.
So.
God damn.
We will see you guys next Friday. Bye.
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 Thank you for tuning in to the Campaigns of the Plains channel. Catch new material every Friday on YouTube, and make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook